Tanya for the 17th of Tishrei, Yud Zayin Tishrei, is at the beginning of Siman Chav Gimel in Igeres HaKedesh. Igeres HaKedesh 23. This letter underlines the importance and the virtue of studying Torah in public, in a group. B'gzeiras Idin Pizgama, it is a decree said by the angels, U'maymer Kadishin, and a statement from the holy angels, Chachmei HaMishnah Aleihem HaShalom, who are the sages of the Mishnah, who are compared to angels, Sheshonu B'Mishnasam, who taught us in their Mishnah, that Asora Sheyeshvim V'Eiskim B'Teira Shchina Shriya B'Neiyam, that 10 Jews sit together and study Torah, the Shechina dwells between them, among them, which is a much greater revelation of the Shechina than the other statement in the Mishnah, that Akol Be'asora Shechinta Sharia, that on any 10 Jews, even when they're not studying, the Gemara Sanhedrin says that the Shechina rests on them, even though they're not studying Torah. But then it's on them. And here, the Shechina Shriya, Beinayim, within them. Kizeh kol ha'odom, because this is the purpose of man. B'af gam zeis ha'iso kol yiridosi. Be'ilam hazeh, and this is the purpose for which they came down into this world. B'tzei zechaliyah, for the intention of a greater ascent, which is Aliyah Zu, Asher Ein Aliyah L'mayla Himena. This ascent that the Neshama gains by coming down into this world is greater than any other way of rising to godliness. Kishchinas Uze Asher B'Gavim Ezeimim, because God's Shechina and His strength that is in the highest of heavens, V'Hashamayim U'Shmei Hashamayim, the heavens and the heaven of heavens cannot contain their awesomeness. So that godliness rests and is great within the Jewish people. That which the heavens can't contain is contained within the Jew. How does that come about? This comes about when Jews study Torah and do mitzvahs with a minyan, with 10 Jews together. That we learn from the comparison of the word teich, where it says v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, and by the Meraglim, who came back and gave a negative report of the land, it says miteicha eda. So we see that teich is when there's an eda, when there are 10 Jews, when there's a congregation. V'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, I will be sanctified in the Jewish people. Then that also means teich with a minyan where there's a congregation of 10. And concerning this, it says b'kir b'cha kodesh, that God is holy within you, that the level of Kodesh, that which is higher and removed from all worlds, but Bekir Becha, it is contained within the Jew. The Ein Dover Shebekdusha, the Pochis Me'asod, and since this is described as Kedusha, and we know that all matters of holiness have to have at least 10 people, have to have a minyan. Umishum Hachinami, Itzich Lehu L'Razal, L'Meilaf Mikro, Minayin Shafilu Echot Sheyesh Evesek B'Teir, etc. And that's why the sages had to find a special verse to tell us that even if one person is studying Torah, the Shechina rests there also. Af Gam Zeis, and even when they did find this pasuk, Leimotzu Leismach Min Hamikra Elo Lekviya Schar Bilvad, what we see from the pasuk is only that even one who sits alone, Yeshev Bodod V'Yidem Kinut Al Olav, that he will be given a reward for his study of Torah, but not that the Shekhinah is revealed to him the way it is revealed to ten. Liyachid lefi erkei, or lefi erech hamerubin. That if there are others that he's studying with, not a minion, less than a minion, but there are others, so each one is given a reward according to their worth. Or another version is ulefi erech hamerubin, that each one is given a reward based on his worth and the collective worth of the group, but still not the same as a minyan. Aval le'inyan hashroat kedushas HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein le'erech aleihem klal. But concerning the holiness of the Shekhinah being revealed, there's no comparison at all between learning with a minyan and learning without a minyan. In the Hayyim Yem, for the 18th of Tishrei, to the 17th of Tishrei, the Rebbe writes that al yedei ha'aveda de nisyenes, through the aveda of passing a test, when God puts you to a test, mizgale b'chinas yichida shebenefesh, that reveals the part of the nefesh that is called yichida. K'maymer chavuka udvuka boch, that part of the neshama is called yichida because it is that part of the neshama that is joined and connected to you. Hiskashis haneshama belikus, where the neshama is bound to godliness. Vayidei ze teyenes ulach, and through this bond of neshama to neshama, the verse in the davening goes on, and the hishanis, she bears your yoke. In other words, we take upon ourselves Torah and mitzvahs with mesiras nefesh. Bekiyam ha-Torah mitzvahs b'mesiras nefesh. And then, hine yichido li-yachadoch, shemizgala b'chinas yichido shebenefesh. So when you start with chavuka u'devuka boch, when the neshama attaches itself to godliness, teyenes ulach, and shoulders the burden of Torah and mitzvahs b'mesiras nefesh, then yichido li-yachadoch, then, having passed the test of the Nisoyan, we become one. Shemizgala b'chinas yichida shebenefesh. That oneness of soul is revealed. Aideizgala zu nepach yichida shebenefesh abahamis lalikus. And then, when the yichida is revealed, it has the effect on the animal soul that it becomes godly. Shehu inyan hatekev b'kiyam ha-mitzvus b'chayis pnimi. And what happens when the animal soul also becomes godly? That gives the performance of Torah and mitzvahs a strength and an inner enthusiasm. It brings a great pleasure and a great enjoyment in the service of God. Since the animal soul is basically tainug, basically it is pleasure, when it becomes godly, it brings an additional pleasure to the aveda, to the kiyam ha-Torah and mitzvahs. And then all matters of mundane physical needs become neutral to the person, having and not having become completely equal. Because he no longer feels any great pleasure in physical matters.